In response to my questions on freedom of expression, the point was made that when freedom of expression clashes with security considerations, freedom of expression can be restricted, but then it doesn't equate to freedom of expression in the understanding that we have of it. I don't believe that the criteria that would guarantee freedom of expression that provided for in our covenant are being upheld. I also didn't get a response to some of my questions, and some of the other responses were rather vague, I'm afraid. For example, the response to the draft bill on fake news, the question I asked thereon, unless I'd welcome a more in-depth answer thereto or a proper answer thereto. At this stage of the dialogue, I'd also like to ask for the list of books that have been banned in public libraries, because this caused a lot of unease in academic circles, given that many colleges and schools are already getting rid of books, and they're doing so because they're afraid of being accused, if they keep those books, of having breached national security under the national security law. I'd like to recall that freedom of expression is a right that underpins other rights and freedoms. So the government of Hong Kong must make superlative efforts to ensure that freedom of expression is up and freedom of speech are held. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Abdul-Rashol. And the final speaker I have on my list is Mr. Bulkan. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you.